Hello everyone, this is Trig coming to you live here on Monday, March 24th, 2014. Welcome to my podcast, the Trig's Podcast of Joy. Gozo in Jesus' name. What? The weather's got you down. The brakes on your car don't work anymore. You look at your wallet and wondering, where is it all gonna come from? Don't worry. Let's take the next few minutes to talk about the joy of the Lord and think about what He is doing in our lives. He's giving us His grace. He's giving us His joy. He's giving us His gozo. We are the Gozo Revolution in Jesus' name. Today, at Trig's Podcast of Joy, our theme is going to be joy at home and at work. Today, we're going to talk about how do we balance having a wonderful and powerful life outside of the home while still having time to make sure the laundry and changing the oil takes place. Whether you're a man or a woman, how do you do this thing between your life outside and your life inside? And then most of all, how do you not stress yourself out trying to be perfect in doing it all? So today, I'm very excited to have my special guest, Chani Garcia, and I want to have her just say a quick hello. Chani, welcome.
Hi, how are you guys? We're here in going gozo.
Thank you, Chani. I'm so glad to have you. By way of introduction, I want to tell you guys how I met Chani. Chani is a leader here in the city, in the LA area, in the San Jose area. She has been leading both her house and a ministry, a business for many years. And today I invited her to tell us, because I've seen this in your life, how do you have this, I don't want to call it balance, but how do you navigate the passion of your heart for both the work of God and the work of the home? So I want to ask you three questions, Chani, as we get started.
Let's get them.
The first one is going to be, just tell us a little bit about your ministry life. In your case, you are a minister of the word of the Lord. You're a leader. You are an entrepreneur. You are a businesswoman. You are your own brand, we can say. Tell us a little bit about your typical business ministry life. How many speaking engagements you do per month in a typical month or week, a typical year. Maybe a little bit about of why do you even do this? What got you started as far as speaking? So please tell us to our listeners.
Well, number one, I will say that is just in response to God's calling over my life. God calls you, and as you navigate, I think that's a very good word to use, as you navigate into that obedience and that journey, you learn how to balance. You learn what is important. You learn what doors you are going and which ones you're just going to leave them because it's not time to. My calling is to preach the gospel. My husband and I pastor a church for 13 years, and in there we work together. He is the leader at home, but there is a calling over his life and my life as well, besides pastoring. So believe it or not, the one that pushed me into this and made me believe you can do this, you need to be obedient to God, was him. He says, the day you don't do what God has called you to do, you will be miserable. And that actually scared me.
Of course, yeah.
So I decided to obey God. Yeah. Having that support at home made me believe that I can do what I do.
Yeah.
I go out, I will say, I get invited easily 8 times in a month.
Yeah.
Out of those 8 times, I probably go 4. If I have to travel, I do only 2 weekends a month.
Only 2, yeah.
I have 3 boys at home that are my first ministry.
Yeah.
They're my main reason.
That's wonderful. So now, staying with the idea of your ministry, tell us a little bit, Chani, As far as your ministry, tell us a typical the day of. Like you mentioned, sometimes you travel, sometimes mm-hmm. you're at home. My guess is you have some preparation that you have to do
Absolutely.
Ahead of time. Then if you're going to travel, you have to make sure the car's got gas, that you're looking good. Because
yes.
you, by the way, you might see a little bit, but she's looking good. you need to make sure that you got your iPad charged, that you know what you're going to say, that you have the context on the other end. Tell us, walk us through kind of a practical moment. What does your preparation look like for ministry? Just and the reason why I'm asking is to give people a sense that this is not just like get up and go.
Correct.
There is some time
Absolutely.
That impacts your life. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's very different when I need to preach like a local engagement. That one is a little bit more easy. But when I need to travel, absolutely. I have 3 boys at home. First, I want to make sure that their clothes is clean, even if it's not folded, but at least it's
yeah,
clean.
Right.
Sometimes they need to go to church and I need to make sure about what they are wearing, because sometimes they want to wear whatever and
yeah.
I am actually FaceTiming from wherever I'm at
oh.
to make sure
yeah.
that they got what they needed.
Mm.
But about not only clothing, but making sure that they're going to be okay. My husband works outside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
So I try to make sure that somebody will come at least to be with them for a little bit. I do not like my kids to stay outside of the house.
Right.
So that is a challenge because I like them to be secure at home. They know what I do. They love what I do because I dedicate that time to them. Before I leave, there is a day, a typical week when
yes.
I'm leaving.
Yes.
Once they're in school, I have my time to pray, my time to prepare myself. It's quiet in the house. I take that time to ask the Lord what He wants me to speak. Believe it or not, it's very stressful to pick my clothes because I have too many choices.
Yes. It looks good, though. It looks good.
Yeah, I need to make sure about the pair of shoes. Mm. So the divan still needs to be taken care of.
I got you. Yeah, it's working, though. It's working for you.
Good. Making sure that I have enough makeup.
Yep.
You know,
yep.
that I'm not going to run out.
Yeah.
But besides that, there is 2 in the house. The food, sometimes I leave food that is prepared. Some other times, it's making sure that there is enough cash.
Yes.
So when the kids
for the carry out.
Correct.
Yeah,
when the
yeah.
kids are coming out of school,
right.
they can grab something and they have enough snacks. So I go do groceries. I need to do my hair. I need to do my nails. All of those things, believe it or not, they seem sometimes that they're not important, but for me, they are important.
That's right.
Wherever I am, and when I'm in the pulpit, I represent my home. So if my house is upside down, if my kids are not happy, if my husband is not in agreement with what I do, I won't be able to represent the gospel the right way.
That is wonderful. And it's showing, even just that you as your as my listeners, you can't see what we're doing. But I'm so thankful, Chani, that you have your husband here, Lemuel,
mm-hmm.
that is joining us. He's sitting over there next to us, supporting and just having a good time. But he's raising the roof here and lifting it high. And, you know, it really represents, I can see it, in other words. You preach what you say. You
Correct.
Walk the talk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very thankful for that. I want to ask you a second question.
Correct.
I want to ask you about those moments where you have the laundry that's piling up.
Mm-hmm.
Those moments when you're running out of cash.
Yes.
When maybe there is, even if we can go there, there's some tension in the home.
Absolutely.
You know, because we want to be in our podcast of joy. We want to bring joy to everyday life.
Yes.
Okay. So when there are those moments where the kids are bouncing off the walls
mm-hmm.
and you have to go, what is your approach to having joy in the house? You told us about joy when you preach. You know,
Correct.
You're focused. You feel a calling from God. But how do you have joy in the home? What are the things you do to make sure there's joy and peace in the home?
Well, number one, I would say that communication helps a lot. I tend to be, I don't want to say a control freak, but I like to have things done. And sometimes it doesn't happen that way. I thank God I have a husband that is mellow, that is, he chills. And believe it or not, the tension in the house, that going out to minister or even spending a weekend out, he has taught me how to manage that. You know what? He's like, not everything needs to be done. Wow. Not all the clothes need to be washed. We have enough socks. We have enough underwears. We have enough jeans. It's okay. Just go. Everything will be fine. I have left sometimes and there is dishes in the sink. And guess what? When I come back, they're still there.
Wow. and that's okay.
And that is absolutely okay.
Right.
For me, the peace in the house is more important. Yeah. Absolutely. Sometimes there is projects right before I need to leave. That brings the stress level up. Or my husband needs to go to work and I need to be in the airport at 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Kids are wondering. So we have learned, or I have had to come to terms where I need to sit down with my kids and tell them, I am stressing, I need to do this. Mm. And believe it or not, at their young age, lo han entendido. Mm. They have come to that understanding. They know I'm not abandoning them.
Uh-huh, yeah, right.
To go do this. Yeah. They know they are important to me. So yes, probably Wednesday night before I need to leave on a trip on Thursday or Friday, there is no cooking in the house because we go out and we just spend the afternoon.
Exactly.
It's like, guess what? You don't need to do homework. I send a note to
you
the
make
teacher.
It work.
It, honestly, that's how it has that's worked. Strange. Before, it was very stressful and I don't want to cry, but
it's okay to cry.
My husband was the one that told me, you need to chill, bring it, you know, a few notches down and do what you need to do. The boys will be okay. To have my kids call me or text me, Mom, how did the preaching go? How are they treating you? Makes the world for me. Right there, I know there is joy in my house. Right there, I know there is balance in my house.
So communication, the value of having the openness.
Absolutely.
With your family.
Yes.
Second, a little bit of summarizing, the support that they bring to you, they chill you out.
Absolutely.
Your husband.
Yes.
He brings it down a notch.
Yes, he does.
So that compliment that he is to you, and therefore your kids get the cue, they get the message.
And they have responded that way. Because before I wanted to have everything perfect, and not everything is perfect.
Yeah.
Sometimes there is no enough money for me to live okay or at peace.
Yeah.
So all those things, you know, when you see them, believe it or not, you said to keep it real, the fact that I have had to ask someone to loan me some money while I get through the weekend.
A little cash on Wednesday night.
Absolutely,
Friday.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So, you know, when I come home, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
But all of that, you know, I would say I would have never been able to do it without Lemuel.
Without.
You know, I am always in high. I'm usually above 80. You know, he's usually 50, 45, and that brings a balance in the house.
And 45 is more where it needs to be, and then you can go be 80 where you minister.
Correct. So that those moments in the house, but definitely communication.
Yeah.
Like this weekend, you guys are not going out with anybody. I need you guys to make it work.
Make it work.
I have some cash. I go and get a video game that the boys like or a game that they want. I know the weekend while dad is working or nobody can come and do something for them, they will be okay.
They got it. Oh, wow. Well, I want to get to the heart of our time together, Chani. I'm so excited. I know you listeners are, I'm sure your mind is just going, thinking about your own situation, your own life, thinking, wow, like, how can I apply some of these tools? Speaking of practical things, you know, of actual tools, maybe even some verses that have guided you along the way as far as how do you have joy, tell us maybe 3 or 4 things, some practical things that our listeners can take away as handles or practical ways that they too can have joy in the middle of their crazy life, but yet responding to that call.
Correct.
Whether they are teachers, personal trainers, small business owners, single parents that have a situation at home that they have to tend to. What are some practical things, three or four ways, that you can help people have joy in their lives?
Number one, like I mentioned before, communication. That is something sometimes we assume that they will not understand what we're doing. It can be your husband, it can be your wife, it can be your children. And just communicating to them how you feel or what your day is going to look like, your weekend is going to look like, you will be surprised to see how embracing they are, because there is love, there is understanding.
Yeah. So let me ask you, Chani, on that one. Give us an example of what that looks like. Is it in the car, dinner table? Like, how do you do that?
It could happen anywhere.
Yeah.
It could be, let's turn off cutthroat kitchen and let's talk.
Okay,
you
got
know?
You. Yeah, yeah.
It can be, let's eat at the table today, not in the family room, because we need to talk and mommy's going to be out, or papi has to do this. So it could happen in the car, dinner table, anywhere, or simply like we did yesterday.
Okay.
I called them. They thought we were gonna go. They were gonna come with us to preach on the second church we were at yesterday.
Okay.
And I said, tonight you guys stay home.
Okay.
But we want to go. No, you need to go to bed early.
Yeah.
And it happened in the middle of the living room.
Yeah. Right. So it happens as you go sometimes.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay.
Absolutely.
But it happens.
It does happen.
That's the thing. That's wonderful.
I think it becomes more important as they grow up.
Mm.
When they were little, it was different because sometimes they don't realize mom is gone or dad is gone.
Gotcha.
But as they grow up, as I'm involved in school as well, so it's like I cannot go to this because I need to do that.
Oh, that makes sense.
But then Tuesdays, you see me in the PTA meeting.
Oh.
You know, that Thursday that I'm here, I want to go to the field trip.
Yeah.
So communication, prayer.
Prayer.
You know, there is no balance without prayer.
Mm.
And when you pray, you find yourself. You find God directing your path, your way. And in that prayer time, it is important for us to just be quiet.
Wow.
And wait for God to give you insights. It has happened to me that I have committed myself to go somewhere. And in that time of prayer, 2 weeks before, the Lord is like, you're not going.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, how am I going to tell them?
Right.
And you know what? You have to be courageous and you have to be bold, because sometimes you're thinking, of course, in ministry, this is my income.
Yeah.
Besides what my husband brings into the house.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're sowing wherever you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes you're blessed. Sometimes you're not.
Right.
Wonderful. But there is blessing in that obedience.
Yeah.
So prayer, I will say, I try to keep, we talked before about traditions outside
traditions.
Of the air.
Yes, yes.
I like to cook for my family.
Okay.
I can cook.
Okay,
so
all right.
So I can
all
preach,
right.
but I can cook
preach
too.
Preach and cook.
Yeah.
Hey, man, lucky you, brother.
You know, so and my kids like my cooking, thank God.
Yes, thank God.
So I try.
What do you cook, by the way? Like,
oh,
give me
I
some
like
names. Come
arroz
on.
Con andules,
oh,
pork,
man.
Chicken,
ay,
potato
señor.
Salad,
oh.
You name it. I can bake some good flan.
Oh, boy.
Flan de coco.
Flan de coco.
Yes.
If you don't know what that is, Google it. Just look at the picture. You will, like, your mouth will be watering.
Yes. So that time together as I cook and when we sit at the table is important. We don't have a Saturday that is typical for the family that has worked and gone to school.
Right.
So our day is Wednesday.
Wednesday
my husband,
is your family
yes,
day.
Yes, is my family night.
Ah,
the kids
family.
Come out of school early.
Oh.
We do doctor's appointment on Wednesdays.
Oh, on Wednesdays.
Papi's still in the house because he works Thursday through Sunday, 12-hour shifts.
Okay.
So that Wednesday usually is our family night.
Yeah.
We go to the movies, we go out. If I don't have to travel Thursday. But again, I try not to travel more than twice a month.
Twice a month, yeah.
before I did it more and it didn't work. Yeah. That's where prayer, wisdom, people that love you and love your family, you need to be open to advice and understand that your ministry or your business or your job doesn't look like everybody else. You need to make it work at your home.
Wow.
There is some kids that require more attention. Yeah. I have a special
kid. You mentioned
I have with a kid with autism.
Yeah.
And with that one, he needs to know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. So all these things, you know, make you bring that. So it's just good. As you talk, you pray, and keep something that unite your family.
Okay. Wow. Chani, I wanted to ask you, I know you had a special verse that you had mentioned.
Yes.
And, you know, I want to just, as we close, say that I want our listeners to not feel like they have to be perfect, right?
Okay.
Because that's a wonderful thing that I've just picked up.
Yeah.
Is in our conversation is, this is an act of grace. It's
absolutely
the joy of the Lord that really gives us the strength. It's not something like the scripture says by might or by power, but it's by the Spirit of God. So we have about another minute here or so.
Okay.
Tell us what verses have helped you to not do it all on your own.
Okay.
What has helped you along those lines?
Well, I think this verse in Nehemiah has brought some goodness into my life, because sometimes, you know, as we were talking, the stress, you know, it can be a scream here or no, you need to do this or you need to do that, you know, and it's very common. It could be common that, you know, tension among Lemuel and I or the kids. But there is a verse in Nehemiah chapter 8, and the Bible says, now go home and have a feast. And it says, share your food and wine with those who don't have enough. Today is holy to our Lord, so don't be sad. The joy that the Lord gives you will make you strong. So I go back to that. In my house, in my business, or in my journey, my ministry, I choose joy.
Wow.
And that joy comes only with a relationship with God, the Holy Spirit.
That's right.
And it's a choice. I am a joyous person. I am a happy person because I choose that. And I understand that the Lord doesn't want me to be sad. He doesn't want me to be overwhelmed with what He has entrusted me. My kids, a special ed kid, my marriage, work, anything that happens is not to make you crumble. It's to make you strong, and the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Perfectly said, Chani. I am so thankful for our time together. We have come to the close of our Trick Podcast of Joy. I want to thank you out there, all of our listeners, all of our guests, especially my beautiful guest, Chani Garcia,
you,
and her husband, Lemuel. Thank you so much for being here. Chani, before we go, tell us, how can people reach you? Where can they get in touch with you, and how? Do you have a Facebook page, an email? Tell us about that.
I am on Facebook, Chani Garcia.
That's C-H-A-N-E-Y. E-Y, everybody.
Garcia.
G-A-R-C-I-A. And we'll put that in the notes at the bottom of the podcast.
Awesome. And they can have my phone number. It's 408-644-9575.
Great. We'll put that also at the bottom of the podcast. Thank you so much, Chani. Thank you, listeners, for being here with us. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember to go to davidtrigg.com, download our podcast at Trigg Podcasts of Joy in iTunes. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for coming. Remember, have joy in the Lord. Have gozo. Go in Jesus' name. See you next time.